That's right. The biggest arena appears today. The biggest arena. It's in the CD-ROMs. It's the biggest growing sector on computers. And it's not going to stop. It is not going to stop. It's not a fad. Ladies and gentlemen, it's tomorrow, today. 26 volumes of the encyclopedia on one disc.
Mumble number five.
Totally going to the gas station, totally getting something to drink. Some kind of food bar, probably. Very excited about it.
Then something happened. A giant meteorite struck the Earth. Goodbye, dinosaurs.
My ass.
put this drink here. This drink here will open this. And then we'll start the car. Stop beeping at me.
Oh. reading this book, they tell me there's a story in the book about you having sex with a ghost.
Oh, boy, yeah. But this was at a time when I was filming Ghostbusters.
I know.
you say that about any form of bare naked ladies. Just makes me unhappy. such a fucking bad set of raps. It's just... Every word. Worse than the one that comes before it. We'll be right back. might be illegal to listen to this in this tunnel, but here we go. I go back and forth on mashups, you know. It's a cool concept that I feel like had its time. What was it? God, it's like 15 years ago now, when bootlegs were first. And like, was it Freelance Hellraiser and all those guys were. I think I only appreciate the extremes, you know? Like, extremely low effort mashups and extremely high effort mashups. And I feel like there's, like, the vast majority are somewhere in the middle or not far enough in one direction. Yeah, right? That Danger Mouse album was like. And even that was, like, years after mashups had kind of been going. Like, I remember when they announced DJ Hero and going and seeing it, and it was, like, the developers who were British were like, oh, yeah, you know, mashup, we're doing mashups. And I remember just being like, that, it seems so fucking done. Like, when they announced that game, it was just like, mashups, really? Like, isn't that like some 5 year ago type shit? But they made it work, you know? Like, I think, you know, they, if anything, that proved for me anyway that in my life there was still room for mashups. I thought there was not. And then, you know, this stuff, like when it's all firing on all cylinders, it's pretty tremendous. Cause you know, there's a lot of, like, he's spinning a lot of plates on this stuff in terms of just like, actually, you know, we kind of want this to sound good. And like, we want it to be musically correct. You know, like, hey, we're going to pitch shift these vocals. So many mashups don't. And that's, like, that's maybe the worst, is when you're just like, oh yeah, okay, you fit this vocal track over this beat with no consideration as to how music actually functions, so this sounds discordant and fucking dumb. Like, who the fuck would want to listen to this? So when people go in and do the work and pitch shift all the vocals and do a bunch of neat ass custom work, I think that's great. And you know, if along the way you can do that in the service of hilarious jokes, then sure. Why not? Do in any form.
I've never been a nigga that's good for this long, this hood, this pop, this hot, or this strong, with so many different flows. This one's for this song, the next one I switch up, this one will give it up. These fucks too lazy to make up shit, they crazy, they don't pay attention, they just trace me. You know what, till they forget where they club, they hold down from and try to reverse the outcome. I'm like, stop. I'm not a writer, I'm a writer for myself and others. I say a big verse, I'm only big enough my brother, big enough my barrel, I'm big enough to do it. I'm that barrel. Nobody truer than H.O.B. And I'm back with
only being like one or two tracks on this that I liked a lot, but I don't know.
Sweet home, I keep chrome next to my bones. Alters my walk to limping. Since I love the feel, I guess I'm passionately pimping. It is what it seems, that thing in praying through the seam of my jeans. By all means, lost it all from life to love. But my faith and my money help me rise above. See, I turn to the Lord when them times got tough. Bully through the streets, powder I pushed and shoved. In an old Virginia, out of 10 niggas, 9 a guinea. No money, all they know is gimme. Got semis waiting.
Also use a last pass for stuff like hey, I'm gonna cut the entire beat out here to emphasize this line. Like in the original track, when he says, but what's the fuss about? Like they cut, like I think that would be good here too. Nearly well enough. I think too many of these tracks sound like someone did the instrumental and then went hunting for a vocal track. They're like, oh, I don't know. What can we find?
Yeah.
only been one track on this that I thought was, like, actually good. Well, I seem to have fucked up and gotten to the office at 8:45. So I'll see you later. It's too early to be here.